Nina Price is a graduate with an MBA from the University of Michigan. Nina spent 20 years in the computer industry before deciding to reinvent herself as a board-certified healthcare professional. Now Price helps others, again, push the reset button on their health careers and professional lives so they may obtain the lives they have always dreamed of. Nina, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I really enjoyed your book. I am so glad that you're on the show today. Now, in the introduction, I talked a little bit about the reset button. If you can tell us about that and how you decided to push yours.
Well, I think you told the story really well.
Oh, thank you.
I think many people, as they get to be over 40, realize somewhere in the back of their mind there's things in their life that are just not working anymore. And those nagging thoughts sort of creep up, and maybe they just sort of push them down. Oh, I'm too busy. I can't think about that. Yeah, I know I need to lose weight. Yeah, I know I need to work out. Yeah, I know my health is starting to be a problem, or I don't sleep so well, or I'm really sick of this job, or maybe my family situation isn't the way I want. And they just keep working and keep working. And one day, all of a sudden, it becomes really obvious. Either they get laid off and their boss pushes the reset button for them on their career, or they get to the point, as I did, where I just said to myself one day, you know, if you could do anything to make a living, what would you do? And the answer that came back was really not what I was expecting. It was, you're done. It's time to do something else. And I went, wait a minute. My brain would never say that to me. My brain would say. So I recognized that this was a bigger thing going on, and I needed to pay attention to it. So I did, and I pushed the reset button on my own health. I really stepped back, quit my job, retrained myself. And it's that willingness to take a look at what's not working and what needs to change. And sometimes it can be just a tiny change that can make a huge difference, just like, you know, somebody who starts a regular workout. Well, it's that practice, that everyday working out. 6 months later, a year later, your body's in a different place. It's really exciting. And I like to see it when more and more of my clients do those things. I teach workshops, and the people I meet in the workshops tell me incredible stories about ways that they've changed what they did, either their career, they invested in new skills that people were willing to pay them top dollar for, or some of my coaching clients who've been willing to step outside their comfort zone and get into social networking, which it's like, why do I need to do this? But they do. And I know one client I worked with was having no luck getting a job and had really good skills, good work experience, you know, high quality human being. And I said to this client, why don't you put yourself on LinkedIn and connect with everybody you've worked with for the last 30 years and see what happens?
Yeah.
He took the challenge. He took the challenge, and magical things happened. He reconnected with people he really enjoyed but, you know, hadn't nourished those relationships over the years. And they were kind enough. He had lunch with them. They offered him job leads. Many of them offered him contacts that were helpful to him, and he eventually got a really great job through working his network. And he said to me afterwards, you know, I recognize I've got to keep that network up, and so I'm really doing that. I'm actively having lunch with people. I'm making the effort to nourish my network because I see what it will get me. And more of us just need to make those small shifts that can have a profound impact in our health and our careers.
Yeah, well, I admire that you became a licensed acupuncturist. I mean, that's a lot of schooling. I mean, that's a really big shift, and I think what you're saying is so important, that you can make small changes, you can make big changes, but just being willing to be open, I think, is so important. How do you enjoy, do you do acupuncture currently?
I absolutely do.
That's wonderful.
I say that I'm a business and wellness coach, and a lot of what I do is, yes, treatments.
Yes.
I definitely practice Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
In California, you have to be a master herbalist and an acupuncturist to be an acupuncturist.
Wow.
And the thing is, as a career coach, it was so clear to me that it was the whole picture. People were having health issues that were side effects of their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
People were having health issues that were byproducts of their jobs or underlying causes of what was making them miserable. And I went to acupuncture school because I realized that I needed to be able to help the whole person. And so that's what I do. I have a number of people that I work with where some of our work is coaching, career coaching. Some of our work is health coaching, and some of our work is treatment.
Our book, What's Confidence Got to Do With It? And if you can tell us, what are some things that you can do to promote confidence?
Confidence. Well, as you know, I talk about inner and outer confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And outer confidence is what you project. And outer confidence you can fake. But honestly, when you've been doing the workouts and you have a lot of energy and you're feeling really good in your body and you're looking younger, it's a lot easier to project the outer confidence. And when you're really clear on your story, a lot of, as you know, what Five Strategies talks about is presentation.
Yes.
Whether it's your physical presentation, your written presentation, or even the words you use, even the way you approach the interview, the first impression, your personal brand, all of those things are sort of research and building blocks you need to do before you actually even meet the hiring manager. And when you've done all that homework, going in there, you have much more outer confidence and inner confidence because you've done the homework. You feel like, I have really prepared myself in every way I know how to for this situation. And I can show up fully as myself because I'm prepared to be here. And I think that gives you a lot of inner confidence. The inner confidence is where the homework comes in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Now, you know, you ask so many great questions in your book, and it made my job very easy. What do you need, this is your quote, what do you need to better manage your health and stress so you can create a lifestyle that best supports top performance at work?
So you're asking me that?
I'm asking your question that you asked us, because that's a great question. And, you know, being that this is a health and lifestyle show, I just think that is such a big part of it, because your work performance is obviously going to be affected by whether or not you're eating well, sleeping well, having other health issues.
And it's recognizing that. It's really interesting. A lot of people know it, but they don't recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what Five Strategies is about is asking questions and offering stories and insights to help people ask themselves the question in a very practical, step-by-step way so that they can get to the next level of understanding of who they want to become, who they are, where they're going. Because I think over 40 is kind of a time where if you don't take the time to ask the questions and reassess, you're missing out on something. I always say midlife doesn't have to be a crisis. What if midlife was a reinvention?
That would be nice. Yeah.
And that's kind of one of the underlying assumptions, is that as you go through the book and chapter by chapter, you read the strategies, you read the stories, and you ask yourself the questions, and you kind of write down your answers, you'll start to see the shift happen.
Yeah.
My clients, I teach the book as a workshop, and my clients, through the workshop, come out with concrete ideas and concrete plans for where they want to go. And sometimes it's stuff that they didn't walk in the door with. It's really magical how it happens. People are asking themselves the questions, reassessing, and consciously getting themselves to a new place.
That's really good. You know, another thing I like about the book is it's not only about what a person can do for themselves, but it makes you aware of what's going on in corporations. And you talk about the five dangerous trends that corporate leaders are ignoring. If you can tell us about those.
Well, yes. Companies are kind of in a funny place.
Mm-hmm.
We trend one, you know, the concept of lifetime employment is a thing of the past.
Yes,
honestly,
true. Yeah.
I think a lot of people are behaving. They know that lifetime employment is a thing of the past, but they're not behaving as though that's true. People are sort of doing what they've always done. And I don't think that works anymore. There really are new rules out there, and it's important to acknowledge that you've got to play a different game right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that means think about your job differently. Think about your career differently. The possibility of you having one or maybe even two more jobs before you retire, if you retire at all, is very, very likely. And many of the jobs that people over 40 are getting are sometimes contract jobs. Sometimes they're not full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And that's a shift for many people as well. And yet some people are loving it because it gives them personal freedom that they didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think being open to that is hugely important.
Yeah, that is really important. You know, for somebody who is in a job that has been stable for a long time and they're getting older and there's a lot of younger folks coming in and they're getting kind of nervous, you know, about their job stability, what are ways to establish their value to their employers? Are there tips for that?
Value. Well, a lot of five strategy is very much about showcasing your value.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's being really clear. I mean, sometimes you have to be your own PR in a nice way, not in a overly self-congratulatory way or shameless self-promotion. But it's more like making sure that the people in your company understand what value you bring to the table. It's being very value conscious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it that is unique about you? It's positioning yourself. It is helping people to see your unique skills. Sometimes people have worked alongside you for many, many years and they don't really see what your real talents are. That's where a good manager will find your hidden talents and show you how to showcase them.
Mm-hmm.
But many people can't be bothered, and so that's something you need to do for yourself. You know, what is it that you're really uniquely good at that maybe is under-recognized, and how could you showcase that? A lot of people are starting blogs, even corporate professionals, to showcase their expertise, and they're getting recognition from a lot of different sources that is helping their career, and then they're getting opportunities as a result, whether it's speaking or whether it's to write articles or things in professional organizations. And I think that's really, really important. So showcase your value so that more people can see what you are uniquely good at and the options start to show up.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Nina, we only have about a minute left. If there's anything that we didn't talk about that you just want to make sure to cover real quick.
Well, we talked about the fact that the book is really a step-by-step process.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And you get to walk away with tools and knowledge that there's so much more out there, and it's all yours if you choose to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Grow, and you can be rewarded for your efforts. So Five Strategies for Staying Employed in Today's Economy is a book that will literally change the way you look at yourself and what happens next in your life.
That is terrific. Now, can people work with you over the phone for coaching?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
Good. How can people get in contact with you?
Well, nina@ninaprice.com.
Okay.
Is a great way to email me, to
Good.
Get in touch with me. My website, ninaprice.com, and fivestrategies.com, fivestrategies.com, is the book's website. I also have a site called Get Rehired Over 40.
Ooh. That's awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much in being over 40. I really appreciate this show a lot. And I just want to thank you so much. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. You can see what's coming up. And I hope everyone has a terrific week. Keep being healthy and go out and get Nina's book. Check out her websites and have a wonderful day. Thanks again, Nina. Take care.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.